Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There are a lot of reasons to criticize the Pirates always. Well, Albert Bell, former big leaguer for a long time, he was on with a recent guest of ours, Brett Boone, from the Brett Boone podcast. And he said that the Pirates should be criticized for not having Skeens start the season in the big leagues. He said if they had Skeens in the big leagues at the start of the year, that they would be a playoff team right now. And the quote from Albert Bell was, he missed eight starts because you wanted to push everything back, his arbitration, his free agency, and all that.
I agree.
You think he should have been up from day one?
No doubt. I've said it about 10 times. Wasting throws. I mean, you knew what he had. I think that they wasted throws and wasted innings down in the minor leagues whenever he could have just been doing that up here, and they wasted money. They wasted revenue. Think about him starting opening day. Think about if he was here opening day and what that would have been like. We were down there.
Well, if I would have done it, I would have done it like the day after opening day. Because opening day, you're going to have a good crowd anyhow. And then game two, you pop Skeens in there and you might have 35, 40,000 people there. Mm-hmm. Spread out the goodness. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll get into this later on in the show. The Yankees are going to be the home opener for the Pirates next year in the opening series. That's so cool. But I bet you if you asked the Pirates front office, like if you ask Travis Williams, would you rather have the Yankees for the first series or another series? I think they probably would say another series.
Because they're already going to make their bang for their buck.
Yeah.
Because it's the home opener.
Yes.
Okay.
Because when they're bad, and they should not be bad, they're not bad right now, but when they're not a great baseball team, you know they're going to sell out the home opener, or at least come damn near close. Mm-hmm. You're also probably going to get great crowds. You will get great crowds for Yankees series.
Right.
I bet you they'd wish that they'd spread it out.
That's a good point.
But that's a different conversation. I understand why you say, Skeens, you knew he was going to dominate.
Yeah.
You knew. The reason I have no problem with it is they were always going to do the slow buildup, and if you were going to have him throw three innings, four innings max, and that's what he did the first five starts or whatever it is, you have a chance where you're crushing your bullpen. If you have him up here at the big league level and he's only pitching three innings, I don't know if that would have been super smart from the get-go, because you did not want him to be throwing 100 pitches, 80 pitches at the start of his big league career, at the start of this season. And so it made sense to me getting him in a groove going every fifth day, because that's something he did not do, or every sixth day. He didn't do at LSU. They needed to get him on that schedule, and they weren't going to stretch him out quickly. So for them to do it and still have him up by May 11th, I actually think they got that one right.
Well, you might have been able to have Rowanzi Contreras still around. Like, you don't know how that would have affected him. If you could have paired Skeens with Rowanzi and do almost a bullpen-ish type deal with Skeens, but have him paired with Rowanzi and not have Rowanzi be a starter.
Or even Luis Ortiz.
Or even Ortiz. That could have probably fared well for both of them. And he might still be here right now. And look how much progression that you would be and where you would be at right now if you still had Rowanzi and Skeens already had, how many starts would he have missed?
He missed probably eight-ish.
So if he had eight more starts, if he had, you know, 19 starts right now, he'd probably be even better than he is right now.
I wonder if they would have felt more pressure to leave him in games longer if he would have been up at the big league level.
I know one thing. If he was up from the start, we would have seen the no-hitter.
Because you think he would have built to that?
He'd have been built up. He'd have been had eight more games. They would have felt more. Maybe not the whole way, but we'd have saw longer.
I wonder if they might have gone the other way. If because he would have pitched so much already that they might have taken him out after six innings. I could see that too. I think there are a lot of reasons to gripe. That one, it falls on deaf ears for me. But you disagree. I wonder what the callers think at 412-928-9370. They at least gave us Jared Jones. They said, hey, we ain't doing it with Skeens. We'll give you Jared Jones. And he's banged up now. I don't think that's because he started at the big leagues. But they gave us at least one of the two guys and weren't worried about service time. Funny thing about Skeens is he's going to win Rookie of the Year. And then the whole service time arbitration thing is going to get screwed up anyhow.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.